It's not always easy for kids to understand the convoluted language of the U.S. Constitution. And that's one reason that a congressional staff member wrote an interpretation of the Constitution for young people. Another reason is that she kept hearing adults misconstrue the document. Listen to Kathy Travis as she reads some original language from 1787 and then offers a 21st century interpretation.
Article 1 of the United States Constitution. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Translated, that says, Article 1, Section 1. Laws are made by a Congress. Congress is made up of a Senate and a House of Representatives.
So this is basically what you did with the entire Constitution, put it into short sentences that you could probably say on the radio.
I hope so.
Why?
Because I think it's almost an invisible, needless barrier for people to not be able to understand the difficult words associated inside the Constitution. And this book was just a way of making the words in it easier to understand.
A lot of the language in the Constitution is deliberately obscure, isn't it?
It's deliberately vague because they wanted not to write out a document that would handle every situation that ever came up. Rather, they wanted to make this guidelines for Congress and the courts and the president to run the government for eternity.
And I've also been interested when I've read about the making of the Constitution. There are places where the language is deliberately convoluted. They will say several negatives where they could have said a positive. I'm thinking of like where they were discussing slavery, but they didn't want to use the word slaves.
That's interesting. Let me jump over also in Article 1 to Section 9, and let me read you what the original Constitution said and how it was translated. And this surprised me. I didn't realize this was in there. The migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808, but a tax or duty may be imposed on such importation, not exceeding $10 for each person. Then I translate it this way. Section 9. The slave trade cannot be banned by Congress until at least 1808, but a tax of $10, up to $10, can be put on imported slaves. And then I note that slavery was banned by the 13th Amendment.
This was one of the dirty little secrets of the Constitution.
One of them. It was entirely a big part of the Constitutional Convention, with the northern states saying to the southern states, we can't talk about liberties and free people when we've got so many slaves in our country.
So you're a Capitol Hill staffer. You're working with the people who put the Constitution into action every day, and you learned some things about this document when you were working on translating it.
I did. It's really a basically simple document once you know what the language says. And I'm one of those people that carries a copy around with me, so when people misstate it, I like, well, show me where it's in there. And then they're like, well, I don't really know where it's in there. I think people just don't know the language in it, and it makes it hard. When I was a child, I wondered so often, I wonder what the rules are about thus and so, the big rules, not all of them, because there's got to be a ton, but what are the really big rules? And nobody was ever very candid or very forthcoming about what the really big rules are. That was the reason I aimed this at the fifth grade.
Kathy Travis is the author of The Constitution Translated for Kids. Kathy, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.